We good? Praise God. He deserves the glory and the honor. So we lift our hands to worship as we lift his holy name. Serve the glory and the honor. So we lift our hands to worship as we lift your holy name. I don't want to steal any of his glory. I don't want to take his glory. It's all about Jesus. It's all about him. It's all about him. In other words, we sacrifice our life so the glory of the Lord may be in through you and I. You loves you. Jesus loves you. He loves you through me. He loves you through ministry. God cares for you. Hallelujah. LaVon said it. I'm not good at receiving gifts. I'm a giver. Hallelujah. And I can't outgive Jesus. It seems like the more I give, the more he keeps giving back. And I keep trying to give and I try to outgive him. And I can't outgive him. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning, open your Bibles with me to Jeremiah chapter 5. And I'm going to build a foundation before we go into our text this morning. Thank you, LaVon, Barbara, Judy, for the beautiful song. Thank you for the words. Amen. It's encouragement to my heart. I'm going to just build a foundation for the direction we're going in. We're stepping into a new season in ministry. We're stepping into a new season in the kingdom of God. God says, get ready, 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 get ready. Amen? Amen? Can you follow me? Can you go with me somewhere today? Jonathan, stop. Just kidding. Jeremiah chapter 5, I'm going to begin to read verse number 21. Says, hear now this. My wife, get prepared up here. Hear now this. She's going to sing a song. O foolish people without understanding, which have eyes and see not, and have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea for a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it, and though the waters thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, they cannot pass over it. But this people have a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain both the former and the latter in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. We're getting ready to step into harvest season. There's been ministers and men and women of God that have sowed and sowed and sowed, and we're going to enter into a harvest where we never had any labor. We're going to enter into other men's labors. Hallelujah. There's a harvest coming. Amen. Amen. So turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5 for one more moment. I love the park. Everybody knows me. I like to go run. And the Holy Spirit always speaks to me while I'm running. I study the word. And this week, he gave me this one word. It was on Monday. He said, son, no transformation without application. No transformation without application. In other words, we can't even just be hearers of the word. We have to be doers of the word for it to have an effect. He says, and when the Apostle Paul was speaking about marriage in the church in Ephesians 5, verse 26, he said, that he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he may present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, or any such things, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And then when I was thinking about this, the Lord gave me an illustration that my wife is going to share. When we became new creations in Christ Jesus, he gave us a do-over. And in this do-over, my slate became clean. I did not have a past anymore. And now, as I have this do-over, it's what I do with the do-over. Now, God wants you to know that he wants to make you beautiful. You're already beautiful, but he's going to paint a beautiful picture when we apply the water by the word. When we apply the water by the word, we are cleansed. We become a glorious church. The church speaking about you and I, the body of Christ. We become a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. So Jackie wants to illustrate what takes place when we apply the water in the word. All of a sudden, we start to become something different. We become a new creation in Christ Jesus, where old things have passed away, be all things that become new. Amen? Amen. Everything is beautiful. You're so beautiful in your own way. I wish I could sing. I would just go for it. Hallelujah. So I want to take you someplace today. So go with me to Galatians chapter. Do you get what I'm saying? Amen. In other words, without applying the word, there's no transformation in your life without applying the word. When she applied the word, it became something. You started flowering and taking on another form. Amen? Amen? So look with me in Galatians chapter 6. We're going to begin to read with verse number 6. The word of God says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Well, guess what? I was just honored this morning with Barbara Judy and LeVon. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Today for this morning's message, I want to focus your attention to verse number 9. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The title of this morning's message is simply A New Season. A new season to plant, a new season to purpose, and a new season to prosper. Can we lift together our word together and make a declaration in the house today? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful today for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do. Father, you heard the affirmation from your children, Father God. Now, Lord, I ask you, Father God, speak to this vessel today, Father God. Your word declares out of the abundance of their heart, the mouth speaks, Father God. I've buried your word in my heart. Now may your word come forth. May it accomplish everything that you sent it to do in this house. And when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory and the honor and all the praise. I'm sort of like Isaiah, Father God. I pray that you send that angel to the altar with those tongs and get that coal and place it upon my lips, Lord, because I'm a man of unclean lips. So, Father, I pray that the word comes forth with power, that it comes forth to accomplish everything that you sent it to do, that this body would be built up, encouraged, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. You know, you're looking at a new season, and the Lord played this on my heart that it's a new season. It's a new season to plant. Now, normally when you're planting something, you're normally not planting it in the fall season. But how many know that God, when God's getting ready to do something in the spiritual, it doesn't have to have anything to do with the natural. God can plant and sow whatever season he chooses fit. Amen? So God isn't about seed sowing. Amen? So he wants to plant something in our hearts and lives today. The scripture reference says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, okay? Not to be worn out, not to be tired, that God is up to something, okay? So as we're planting the seed, we know that the Word of God declares that His Word will never return unto Him void. It'll accomplish everything He sent it to do. So this Word that's going forth to you and I today is going to accomplish something in every heart and every life that's in the room. Are you open and ready? That's the key. You know, the prophet Hosea said in Hosea 10:12, as we're looking at the plant, he says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. If you're gardening, a fallow ground would be stony ground. We're going to ask the Lord to break up the stony ground around our hearts, because it's time to seek the Lord until He comes and rains righteousness upon us. God's getting ready to do something in every heart and every life. I believe there's an end time revival that's coming to the body of Christ. I believe there's a harvest of souls that's coming. I believe that many people that are left are returning. I believe that people are going to be drawn from all around the nations in the world. I think those children you've been praying for that went wayward, they're coming back. I think the relatives that you've been holding on and seeking God for, they're right around the corner. God's going to call them back. He said the righteous will not be forsaken, the seed will not be lacking bread. Amen. He's got your prayers. He's got an answer. And I believe the answer is on the way. Amen. Amen. It's about sowing. When you're planting something, it's about what you're sowing. In other words, we have sowed all kinds of things in the world, and God said, hey, now let's sow some good seed. You become a new creation in Christ Jesus. There's no transformation without application. We're going to sow some good seed. Amen. We're going to sow some good seed. And as we're sowing good seed, the good seed would overcome the bad seed. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, man, I see a shifting taking place in the heavenlies. Amen. I see the heaven breaking up, breaking open. And I tell you what, when the heavenlies start shifting, it isn't going to be long before that trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ are raised and those that are alive will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I believe we're right near that season. It's almost that time. But I believe there's a harvest of souls in the last days. I believe God's going to take more with them than He leaves behind. I serve a God that's a big God. He's great and big and He's awesome. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we're looking at planting, one thing Jesus said in Luke chapter 8, when He was talking about soil, He was talking about ground. Remember, we're sowing to ourselves in righteousness, reaping in mercy. He says in Luke chapter 8, that's Mark, I ain't going to say it. Here we go. Luke chapter 8, verse 15, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it. Keep it. Look at your neighbor and say, no transformation without application. And they bring forth fruit with patience. Amen. What did he say in our text today? He said in verse number 8, for he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. It's time to start sowing righteous seed. Amen. I'm telling you what, I mean, God's looking for some sowers and some reapers and some harvesters, but He's saying, hey, man, we're going to sow some good seed. Amen. Say it's a new season. Look at every, say it's a new season. It's a new day. There's a fresh anointing. It's coming your way. There's a season of increase and prosperity. It's coming on you and it's coming on me. Hallelujah. Do you hear it? Hear hear it. It's got to get from here to here to here, that 18-inch journey. The Word of God says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You got to get the Word in your heart. As that Word is in the good ground in your heart, it's going to start producing. It's going to start turning some things around in your heart and life. Amen. Praise God. He says don't be weary in well doing, for in due season, due season. In other words, you were called with purpose. Amen. There's a due season. It's purpose. There's a season to plant and there's a season to purpose. I don't know that anybody that does any gardening, but when you plant your seed in the ground, you plant it in the ground for a harvest. So it has purpose. It has purpose. In other words, there's a purpose. And even though you don't see it, you know it's purposing in the ground. You know that something's germinating. You know something that's changing. You know a seed has to die before it brings forth life. And you and I died and we came back alive in Jesus Christ. And God's getting ready to do something. He wants you to know that you were called on purpose, for purpose, with purpose. Amen. Amen. There ain't nobody here without a plan that God doesn't have a plan for. Amen. So look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 3. He asked to leave. He told me before service. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, Paul says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast heard and learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast heard them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Look to your neighbor and say, no transformation without application. God sent his word. There's a new season, a season to plant, and a season to purpose. You know, the Apostle Paul, the writer of Hebrews, which I believe is the Apostle Paul, and I got to stop that because it doesn't say it, but at the same time, I believe it sounds like him. Amen. And Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, the Word of God says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. Amen. Say, I have purpose. There's purpose. Look with me in 1 Peter 1:13. I'm going to go somewhere in a minute, and that's where I'm leading to. How many know that sometimes when you're preaching, you want to get to the end because that's where the good is? Sometimes I just want to get through it to get there. But in 1 Peter 1:13, the Word of God says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts and your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. I'm being transformed. You're being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. I want you to know we serve a holy God. You know, I want you to understand when we're singing here, we're not just saying, holy, holy, holy. We're singing it because he's holy. Amen. He's pure and holy. And I'm not pure and holy. The one that I serve is pure and holy. And the spirit that's in me is pure and holy. But I'm being transformed into his image. I'm taken from glory to glory to glory. We're being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. In other words, God just didn't call you. He planted something inside of you. He planted the Holy Spirit inside of you with purpose. Amen. And the purpose is to draw you and I to him. Amen. I like that song, Draw Me Close to You.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else could take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near.
Hallelujah. You know, he wants you to understand something, that in this new season, it's a season to plant good seed. It's a season to get revelation and understanding that God has purpose for you. Purpose in you, for you, with you. Amen. He says in Hebrews 10:36, he says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back to perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of our soul. Amen. It's a new season. It's a new day. There's a fresh anointing. It's coming your way. It's a season to plant. It's a season to purpose. And it's a season to prosper. Amen. Thirdly, it's a season to prosper. He said, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap. Amen. Ye shall reap. So look with me to the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 35. Amen. And I believe we're getting ready to step into this. Amen. Just as Isaiah prophesied it, I'm prophesying it to you this morning. Amen. Isaiah 35 says, how many have been in a desert place? Come on. Have you been in a desert place? You've been in a desert place? The Lord said it's getting ready to blossom. Amen. It's getting ready to blossom. And this is the word of God. In verse 35, verse 1, it says, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands. Confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with the recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man walk and leap as a hart. And the tongue of the dumb shall sing in the wilderness. And the waters shall break out, and the streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of the holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, the folks shall ne'er err in end. So what he's saying, that got something to soak my attention. Stop! God said, revival's about ready to come! God saying that things are all the promises of God are yes and amen. The prophetic word is getting ready to be fulfilled right in front of you. Why do you think the adversary is coming out so strong to try to deter you, to try to take your joy, to try to steal your hope? Because God's just about ready to arise. Hallelujah. And his glory is going to rise on you. It's going to be seen on you. It's going to be seen on me. Amen. God says, just give him a shout of praise. Come on. Come on. Listen to me. There has not been one word that was spoken that did not come to pass. God said it, and it's coming. It's coming. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready. It's about here. Give God a shout. Hallelujah. You don't know how many demons flee every time you shout to the Lord. Every time you get a hold of something, it's like it's almost like they say, oh no. God wants you to know greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. God wants you to know that everything that he spoke, he was going to do. There's not one word that will fall that is not going to be accomplished. There will not be one word. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man, he needs to repent. God said it, and it is it. Amen? Amen? You know what he says? You know what he says to you and I? 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that shall prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. See, even as thy soul prospers, amen, my soul's exceedingly glad, amen. I'm not going to get caught up in the things that I see in the natural because God in his word, the spiritual, has something else to say. Amen. Amen. Come on now. Come on now. Amen. We've been using these worldly eyes too long. We got to believe God in his word. We got to believe him in what he said. He's going to do everything he said. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. I see health coming to bones. Hallelujah. I see souls being converted and transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. I see an end time revival coming. I mean, there are people going to start coming. I shared before and I'll share it again. I saw it in a vision. I saw it in a vision. I saw a vision and I saw time. All of a sudden I saw time. I saw years. I saw months. I saw weeks. I saw days. I saw hours. I saw minutes. I saw seconds. They started collapsing. They started caving in. And things that took a year took a month. And things that took a month took a week. Things that took a week took a day. Things that took a day took an hour. Things that took an hour took a minute. Things that took a minute took a second. All of a sudden things are going to start happening quickly. God has said, hey, it's time to get the church ready. It's getting ready. Because many things are going to start coming, and they're going to be coming. And we got to be flowing and rolling in the Spirit. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you what, it's like a steamroller. Amen. You don't want to slow down a steamroller. Amen. I want to make sure that I'm gassed up and fueled up so when I start rolling, I'm rolling. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me here today? Amen. Come on, God wants to encourage your heart today. He wants to lift up your spirit. You know, he said the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through him. You're going to pull down some strongholds. You're going to call some things that aren't as though they were. You're going to change some things by the words out of your mouth. You got to get it in your heart to speak it out. You got to walk in authority. God says you're not a weakling. You're my child. You're my child. I paid for you on the cross of Calvary. I gave you my spirit. And the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. He shall quicken our mortal bodies. Amen. Mortal body, you're going to have to come in line. Amen. You with me? Amen. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? He says, and be not weary in well-doing. For a due season you shall reap if you faint not. He says, to plant, to purpose, to prosper, and also to persevere. To persevere. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Remember, he doesn't start anything he doesn't finish. He's the author and finisher. Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 in closing today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 16. He says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh in us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. What the Holy Spirit and what God wants you to get a hold of today is we got to look and see through our spiritual eyes, not our natural eyes. So many times, if faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and my faith is determined by what I see, I really need to have faith. But what the Holy Spirit wants to say to you today is the Bible says without vision, people perish. And that God will give you a vision for your life. God will give you a vision of the purpose and the plans that he has for you. For I know the thoughts and the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for good and not for evil. Thoughts and plans to give you all hope and give us an expected end. God wants us to see what's taking place in our world and the time that we're in through the eyes of our spirit and not the eyes of our flesh. God's going to use the flesh because our spirit's in this body. So he wants to tell you today that, hey, it's a new season. It's a season to plan. It's a season to purpose. It's a season to prosper. But it's also a season to persevere. So let us not be weary in well-doing. For a due season we'll reap if we faint not. And as we have the opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them of the house of faith. You know that we're our brothers and sisters' keeper. We're family. And when the family suffers, we all suffer. When the family rejoices, we all rejoice together. Amen? Hey, we're in this together. Amen? You know, God chose you to be part of his family. God chose me to be part of his family. That means we're connected to Christ. Amen? So in closing today, it's just simple as this. God wants you to know that, hey, he has a purpose and he has a plan. And no matter what the adversary has said to you or even said about you, ultimately, God is in control. Amen?